most parts of the country, we are currently rationing the water. We are rationing water in our east region. It's happening in the northern region, western region as well. In Kachaka, we are rationing, but it's as a result of the shutdown of the desalination plant. In Accra, we are only rationing within Keshinwa and then Kana.
So how long will an area be without water?
We are treating the water equitably among consumers. So what we are doing is we'll serve a particular area for some time, and then after, we are sharing the water equitably. So one area gets for some time, and then after we'll shift the flow to another area. There's some alternation between the communities. But we have planned it such that no community will be without water for more than 2 days. At least within 2 days, maximum we should get.
And so if a particular community gets water, how long does the water stay in that community before you take it off?
So it depends on the region. Some regions, the situation is severe. So you could have water for maybe another 2 days, and then you go off another 2 days. In some regions, out of the week, you only lose water for 2 days.
So for purposes of education, can you tell us why you are embarking on this rationing exercise?
We are in the dry season, and we are challenged with water because the water resources are dwindling very, very fast. Now it's difficult for us to extract enough water for treatment.
You are talking of dry season, but this is not the first time we are experiencing dry season in Ghana. So what is so special about this year's season?
We have storage in most of our reservoirs. For instance, the Dinsu is dammed. We have weirs and also some of other rivers throughout the country. So when we have good rains and we are able to store water, we are able to extract enough for treatment. But this time, it's been very severe. And so the rate at which the water sources are dwindling is also very high. It's become very difficult this time.
How long do you think this rationing exercise will persist?
We wouldn't be able to tell because we don't know whether the rains are going to, we're going to have early rains or not. We are only hopeful that we're going to have early rains and so that the impact will not be severely felt.
Mr. Marty said the three regions of the north have been badly hit by the water shortage.
I'm here with the board of directors of Ghana Water Company Limited and the managers of Ghana Water Company Limited because there's a serious challenge in the north. So we are here to have a first-hand idea or information about the situation in this area. Then we can strategize as to how we can solve the problems here and then the rest of the country as well. You can imagine the enormity of the challenge. The whole board should move to the northern region.
Can you tell us exactly, or can you paint a picture of how serious the situation is in the northern part of the country?
The Nawuni River, which we abstract water for treatment for the people of Tamale, is very low. We are unable to abstract enough for production. Now, because it's low, the indigenous are also winning sand from the river, so they're making the river more turbid, making it more dirtier. So it also becomes very difficult to treat the water. Then it's drying up, and in the upper east, for instance, the via is also very low, so they're unable to abstract enough for treatment. The black water in the upper west is faced with galamsey activity. So the water is now highly turbid, and then there isn't enough also for abstraction and treatment. So the three northern regions are challenged at the moment.
Meanwhile, Executive Director of the Water Resources Commission, Ben Ampoma, said Ghana needs to invest in the water sector to be able to have stable water supply all year round.
Relatively, in terms of distribution, spatial distribution, and also in terms of time, seasonally, we have a problem because during the wet season, we have too much water, and then during the dry season, sections of the country dry up. And the same way, we have some other areas, especially getting to the northern part, where we have little water, but if we take the water down, the lower water, and then the southwestern part of the country, we have quite a lot of water. However, there's also another dimension to it, which has to do with the quality of the resource. And from our monitoring report, the southwestern system, which takes the Pra, the Kano, and Kubra, that is the gold belt, the area where galamsey is a lot, we have problems with the quality. Otherwise, the quality is fairly good, especially if you look at the water system.
Do you think there is any justification for this water rationing currently going on in the country?
As a country, we don't have physical scarcity of water in totality, like I've explained. But we have more of economic scarcity. Economic scarcity because we need a lot of investment to be able to distribute water to people. However, seasonally, and like we are experiencing now, we have some areas where there are scarce water resources, of course, for distribution to the entire population. So that is the situation.
You have indicated earlier that during the wet season, we have lots of water. But yes, the question is then, what happens to preservation? How come we are not able to preserve this water?
That is the issue, and that is what we seek as a country to do. If you take the northern part especially, indeed, if you look at the northern part of the country, all that we need basically to do as a country is to put up conservation structures. Conservation structures could be dams, they could be dugouts, to ensure that when we get into the dry season, we should be able to have enough water for our use.
You heard the executive director of the Water Resources Commission, Ben Ampuma.